Freshfin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm at 68th edition of Festival de Cannes, especially at the Semaine de la Critique, and now with Dolores Fonsi, protagonist of Paulina. So welcome, Dolores, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for being with me.
So I would ask you, your protagonist, so your the film is entitled to your character, Paulina. Yes. So would you give us a brief introduction of your character, of Paulina? Who is Paulina?
Who is Paulina? Paulina, it significates a lot of things, no? It's a woman, our age, this generation of the 30s, no? That wants to change the world, you know, and believes that that is possible. She has a very strong conviction about her thoughts and what else? And before starting the movie, she's in a trip already, you know, of conviction and self. The movie starts and you know, in the first scene she says, "I want to put the body, you know, I want to put to through this experience putting the body," and it's exactly what she does during all the movie.
Since it's a really strong film, and we'll get to that later, what made you accept the role? When did you first know about the film?
I read the script. I thought it was amazingly written. Mariano Chinas is one of the writers, and Santiago Mitre is the director and the writer, and the script, it's amazing. It was amazing in the moment I read it, and afterwards. It changed a little bit, but it was... And I thought it was a challenge, a big challenge. It has scenes of 9 pages, plano secuencia, how do you say when it's a sequence?
Sequence plan?
Yeah, sequence plan of 9 pages and a lot of talking in the movie, you know? Like, I really want to do it. I knew it was going to be a hell, you know, like preparing, but I knew I had to do it. I don't know. It's like conviction again, like Paulina, you know.
Without saying too much and spoiling the movie, anyway, the film is basically about her deciding not to, let's say, condemn and put to jail the people that raped her. So what about the difficult thing for us, especially women, was to really get why she does that. So what was your explanation for her actions?
Well, it's interesting because I don't think the movie that way. I don't think she doesn't put the criminals in jail. I think that she's doing it as her way, you know? Mm-hmm. She's doing things as the time she can do it. She's like giving herself the possibility of think and feel the time of or the determination of this. How do you say? Like she's giving herself the possibility to think and to act with the time she needs, no? And in the movie, she's like thinking about that. You don't know what she's gonna do.
Yes.
You know that everybody is trying to put her between how to say like push her to do things she wants to wait or she wants to think about or you know, and what she does is. Put away all the concepts of structure, you know, like father structure, or the boyfriend, or the society, to listen to herself and trying to feel what to do, trying to understand what does happen, for what to do with that, you know. So she's just making herself a place in this world of men that are trying to push her to do things she wants to have more time to, you know? In the movie, well, we are telling the end, but the interesting thing is that she wants to, she has a conviction and she wants to do things her way.
Yeah, she also says something very interesting. She says that police will only try to find the people to blame, yeah. But she wants to, they won't care, yeah, they won't care about why these people act this way, acted this way, you know, that's, she wants to do something else. She wants to understand the reasons.
Yes, it's easy to, you know, to like cut the weak part of the society. I don't know if I say it well in this moment, but the interesting thing is think what is going on, no? What is going on? And the system is like, you, it's like the egg and the chicken, you know? You don't know when it starts. And that's the movie, in a way. Like, yeah, she wants to leave the time of realize what is going on. And the interesting thing is that she tries to put herself in for what this happened, no why. No, for what? What can I do with this that already happened? I don't want to be a victim in this situation. I am a victim in a way, but I am a woman that suffers this, that suffered this trauma. Now, what can I do with this?
But don't you think that she also takes responsibility for, I mean, by, for example, for what we see, obviously, by doing things her way, it means that you won't follow, in this case, the law that says that technically these people should be in jail. And so, as one of, as her father says, you take your responsibility because you don't know these people.
Yeah.
So you don't know if this person that raped you actually did it before or will do it again. So she's also taking a big responsibility in choosing to do things her way.
No, that's true. She says, I don't know. In that moment, she says, I don't know, but I was trying to know. You know, she was trying to know why, what, who, and why to her, you know, like... I think the important thing of the movie is that we have two generations. The father is a generation that... yeah, with structures, but more of that is like the point of two generations. The father with a speech of progressism, but that can't act that way. As soon as he can, he send the police to do whatever, you know, to the kids, to the patota. And the other generation, this Paulina, that is this generation that really thinks that things can happen and that will not allow violence to anyone anymore. Not for her, not for the kid, yeah? For no one. So that's the important thing. Like, as soon as you suffer something, the generation of the father will punish that... you know, will punish. And Paulina instead tries to understand, tries to put herself in the place of the weak people. I don't know.
Dolores, thank you and congratulations for Paulina.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for the 68th edition of Festival de Cannes, Semaine de la Critique, for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.